I think that when a person is released from prison, they have a huge journey that involves restoring their sense of self-worth. So being associated with something in nature that is soft and good but can sting slows a person down in a way that's really important and makes you reflective. It also makes you appreciate nature, that something as small as a honeybee can produce something that is sweet and good and consumable by humans. It just slows you down.
Hi, and welcome to Inside Sweet Beginnings. We are so happy that you're here. In this podcast, we're inviting you inside the hive to see what we do and how we do it. If you've ever been curious about social enterprise or wanted to know more about how Sweet Beginnings works, this is the podcast for you. My name is Alice, and I work at Sweet Beginnings. You just heard from our founder and CEO, Brenda Palms Barber. She created Sweet Beginnings over 15 years ago as a way to create job opportunities for community members who are returning home from prison. Sweet Beginnings is a social enterprise located in the North Lawndale neighborhood on the west side of Chicago. We're a wholly owned subsidiary of our parent nonprofit, the North Lawndale Employment Network. At Sweet Beginnings, we provide transitional employment to returning citizens, and we produce the Bee Love line of all-natural honey and honey-based skincare products. We maintain over 50 beehives at 5 apiaries in the Chicagoland area. If you live near Chicago, you might have seen our products in your local Mariano store. We also run an online store at beelovebuzz.com. Okay, that's Sweet Beginnings. So why are we starting a podcast? We get a lot of questions from people all over the country and the world, from LA to Texas to South Africa, who are inspired by our work, want to learn more about what we do, and maybe even start a social enterprise like ours. This podcast is an answer to all of those questions and the beginning of an effort to create a community of social enterprises based on our model. We're getting ready to, forgive the pun, pollinate the Sweet Beginnings model to other communities like North Lawndale, places where people are in dire need of family-sustaining work and a second chance. In other words, if you're someone who's interested in social enterprise as a way to transform your community, we want to help you make that a reality. We're creating a series of 6 episodes, each one covering a different aspect of our work. You'll come away with a solid understanding of the Sweet Beginnings model, and you'll hear a lot from the incredible Brenda Palms Barber. Our first episode will answer a frequently asked question. Why do we work with bees?
When I ran out of ideas and was really at the end of my rope, I just thought, was close to giving up. And then one of my board members, her name is Donna Ducharme, she said, you know what, Brenda, I don't know, but maybe we should, you know, think about beekeeping. And I'm like, what?
We'll talk about the challenges of being a business that puts mission first.
First of all, we have very, very little money. So marketing is one of those things that we, you know, we wish we had more to do with. So we really have employed low-cost, no-cost kinds of strategies to help get the word out.
Hear from Sweet Beginnings staff about what it takes to run the business on a day-to-day basis.
Sometimes when I come home from work, my family will ask me what I did that day, and I say, well, I handled everything from payroll and timesheets to talking to someone's parole officer. So every day is very, very different here at Sweet Beginnings, and it really calls for us to reprioritize a lot on a daily basis.
And hear from Sweet Beginnings alumni about their transitional job experience.
Once upon a time, I didn't have no wings. So coming through the program, going through North Lawndale, you know, working at Sweet Beginnings, today I have wings, and I'm doing something positive. I'm not doing nothing negative. And I know I put something in to help someone.
Finally, we'll be sharing the lessons and best practices we've learned over 15 years in business. We don't think we have all the answers yet. We're constantly improving what we do through trial and error. But we do know we get results. About 3/4 of our employees go on to unsubsidized employment, and less than 8% return to prison. And we'll tell you how we do it.
There's a local business owner that I went to when I first started the business. And I remember she said, here's my advice to you, and it's always been in the back of my mind. It says, never promise to deliver more than you can. It was really clear that when I went into any contractual agreements or for distribution, that I had to be very, very thoughtful about what we could actually deliver and make sure that we did that.
So that's the podcast. If this sounds like it's for you, please get in touch by filling out the interest form on the podcast landing page at blog.belovebuzz.com/insidesb. We'd love to hear any questions you have for us or learn how you plan to apply what you take away from this. Thanks for listening, and we look forward to hearing from you soon.